Thanks for taking me out. I had a really great time. You probably hear this all the time, but this really is the first time I tried the dating app. No, really. I had never thought it was the best way to meet people. I've always just gone to bars or concerts and thought I'd find someone, but it never seems to work. Yeah, I liked you at first sight, too. Good choice on the place for dinner as well. That food was amazing. Sure, I'd love a drink. You have any wine? Whatever color you have is fine. Thank you. That is really good. Of course, but I do appreciate you asking. Oh, wait a second. Hold the phone. Is that a baseball bat in your pants? Oh, I can't help but notice you have a third leg pressing against me. Is that actually your cock? Slow down, slow down. I have got to see this. No, I mean it. Before we go any further, show me what you're packing. No, I am not kidding. Look. All you guys just show your junk all over the internet these days. So before we both get vested in this evening, whip it out, big boy. I understand this conversation has made it smaller. Why don't you do me a favor? Let's see what we can do about getting you hard again. Stroke him for me. Holy fucking hell. That thing needs its own zip code. How do your dates not run away screaming? That thing is awful. What do I mean? I mean that thing is like an entire hairless cat in your pants. It is too big. Like, way too big, dude. It hurts me just to think about putting that anywhere inside me. How could anyone enjoy taking that anywhere? Honestly. It doesn't feel good in my tight little pussy. I can't fucking breathe when it's in my mouth, and no goddamn way is that monstrosity going anywhere near my ass. How long does it take you to get hard anyway? The blood flow doesn't make you pass out? No, I'm not trying to be sexy. I'm being serious. There is such a thing as too big. I like a cock that I can actually enjoy when it's fucking me. That is not it. It takes you that long to get hard? Jesus. Like you can never just slip off and come, can you? Quickie is not in your vocab. I mean, if I tried to fit that monster in my mouth, it would be like me getting my own fist in my mouth. Ah, it just doesn't work. You get women who actually say yes? Are they giants? I really don't think it'll fit between my tits. I'd have to be Dolly Parton, and even then, I'm not sure that's enough flesh to cover it. Just what? You actually ask women just to slide on it? Ugh, with all those veins just pulsing? Can you hear your heartbeat in your dick? I mean, if you nick one ball shaving, you die, dude. Look at it. Even hard, it can't point up straight. I am not going to give myself carpal tunnel from jacking you off. Wait, you're hard. Like, you're enjoying me making fun of it, aren't you? Well, you might as well, since you aren't going to get me to do a thing with it. You like women turning you down. saying it's an abomination and everyone should flee before its horrendous presence? I bet you never developed a personality past asking, "Do you want another drink?" so they won't cry when you enter them. I bet you ruin pussies, don't you? And asses. Hell, mouths can't even take it. It would be easier for me to swallow the big end of a baseball bat than you. You know we women talk, right? Every one of my friends who's been with a big dick guy has said they don't know how to use it. Like, the bigger it is, the more they rely on size to do it for them. You must be the laziest fuck in existence. It's true. I want a man who uses his everything to please me, who doesn't make me feel like I'm giving birth in reverse. I love a guy who can fit his whole cock in my mouth and still be able to tease his balls with my tongue. What? Never had that before, big boy? Well, you never will. Girls can't even fit you in their mouths soft, let alone deep throat a table leg. I think you have this in hand. Literally. You don't need me to stay. What? No, I will not stay just to insult you some more. Ugh, find a girl who likes that sort of thing. I'm gonna go find a real man with a normal cock, not one that looks like it came from a horror movie.